You know, I think that every week this year that we really need to trust and believe for miracles each and every week and testimonies of the goodness of God, because without it, we'd be nothing. So we want to believe that if there's trials and tribulations that happen, that is for His glory. Amen? So, praise the Lord for that. Well, before I get into the message today of Reset, I came across a funny story that I told about 6 or 7 years ago, so we can laugh, but this is a story about a dead duck. Everyone say, dead duck. So, a woman brought a very limp duck into the veterinary clinic surgeon, and she put her pet duck on the table, and the vet pulled out his stethoscope and listened to the bird's chest. After a moment or two, the vet shook his head sadly and said, "I'm sorry, ma'am, your duck, Cuddles, has passed away." The distressed woman said, "Are you sure?" And the doctor said, "Well, yes, I'm sure. Your duck is dead." "Well, how can that be? Are you sure? I mean, you haven't even done any testing or anything. He might just be in a coma or something." So the vet rolled his eyes, turned around, and Vic and Sue that host Lake Church, their son's the vet in Central City, so I could use David for an illustration. But anyway, as the duck's owner, oh, wait a second, backing up. The vet rolled his eyes, turned around, and left the room. And he came back into the room, and he had a black Labrador retriever. And the duck's owner looked at on with amazement, and the dog stood on his hind legs, put his front paws on the examination table, sniffed the duck from top to bottom, and then he looked up at the vet with sad eyes and shook his head. The vet patted the dog on the head and took him out of the room. A few minutes later, the vet came back into the room with a cat. I can't help but laugh. The cat jumped up on the table and delicately sniffed the bird from head to toe. The cat sat back on its haunches, shook its head, meowed softly, and strolled out of the room. So the vet looked at the woman and said, "I'm sorry, ma'am, but as I said, this most definitely 100% certainty is a dead duck." The vet turned to the computer terminal, hit a few keys, produced a bill, which he handed to the woman. The duck's owner, still in shock, took the bill and read it, and it said $150. And she cried and said, $150 to tell me that my duck is dead?" And the vet shrugged his shoulder and said, "You know, I'm sorry. If you had just taken my word for it from the beginning, the bill would only have been $20. But because of the lab report and the CAT scan, it's going to be $150. Yeah, I like it. I wrote down generational blessings at the top of my outline during worship, or before worship, or whenever I wrote it down there. I want us to walk in generational blessings, in the general blessings of faith and trust and hope that have gone before us and walked out before us. And it's no chance that at the beginning of the year I talked about having new joy, new strength, new tongues, a new happy and rejoicing, because as the world gets a little darker, we need to get a little lighter. We need to be. We are. I'll rephrase that. We are what? The light of the world. Well, let's be that light. Let's be that bright and shining light in a dark and dying world. So this message called Reset, I just walking along in the living room, and the Lord said, Reset. So I said, well, we can preach that. So let's turn to Isaiah chapter 43, verses 19 through 21 in the Amplified. Parents, have you ever said this? Listen carefully, kids. I'm about to do a new thing. I read that and I said, I'm ready, Lord. I am ready for the new thing. And how long are we supposed to wait for it? It says now. Now it will spring forth. Do a new thing, first of all, in me. Do a new thing in our congregation. New thing in our family units. Do something that's new and it will spring forth. Are you not going to be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Verse 20. The beasts of the field will honor me, jackals and ostriches, because I have given waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. Verse 21. And the people who I formed for myself will make known my praise. Yeah. The people who I have formed for myself will make known my praise. There's been a little bit of a praise revival going on for a few years. Watched a few worship videos from the Passion conferences recently. As a matter of fact, the third song that was sung by, Honey from the Rock, was Brooke Leitergood. We saw Brooke when she was first introduced to worship at Hillsong in 2007. She's an awesome gal. And I just love what's going on, some of the worship things that are going on, some of the ministries are doing, and of course we've always loved worship. But you know, this reset, when we look at it, it's a great thing, because God gives us the ability to reset when we need it. Let's look at what the definition of reset is. It's to one of the definitions of reset is when you're going to reset a diamond ring. They call it reset when you want to move it to a better place. And, you know, whenever God wants us to reset, it's for a better place. You know, go back to the start. When I'm walking, and I carry my phone with me so I know how long I'm walking. What do I do when I'm done timing myself? Push the reset button to go back to zero. Well, see, that's great. Because, you know, when things aren't going right, God will push the reset button. And we get to start over. I love that. I'm very thankful for that. You know, back in the day, some of you will remember pinball machines. And, you know, pinball machines were really fun to work with, because if you pushed them just hard enough, tilt, you know. And what'd you have to do to get rid of the tilt? Push the reset button. I jumped in the boat before my surgery this summer, and it was deader than a doornail, like that duck. And I go, what the heck? So I called the guy, my mechanic, and I said, it's dead, nothing. Battery's charged. And he says, oh, well, you probably tripped the reset button on the top of the motor. Here it is. You go find it. Click, done, off to the races. Reset. Not difficult. Yeah. But the great definition I love here is to go back to the original intent. You know, God gives us that ability to go back to the original intent, to worship Him, to bless Him, to do the work of the ministry that we have. I love that. I also liken resets to comebacks. You know, setbacks are always an opportunity for comebacks. That's really what they are. If we're set back, we had a setback. Holy cow. Now, I've been very open about my health, and I want to do that because I'm your pastor, and you need to know. And I need to know about your health, too. But anyway, Wednesday, I got home from work and had this little funny pain down here in my chest. I'll just dismiss it. You know how we are? I try not to get into the mail, oh, I'll be okay. you know, that kind of attitude. Well, anyway, by 8 o'clock, it was about a level 7 and felt like there was a knife in that part of my chest. And so I thought, yeah, I better text the doc. And you want me to come to the emergency room? He said yes. And so I went to the emergency room. And so they checked my enzymes, blood test to see if there was a problem with my heart. My heart's great. I was in the emergency room. Now, here's a hallelujah. I was in the emergency room, and my pulse was 67. Not bad for a 7-year-old buck like me, huh? Anyway, so he said, well, we're not sure what it is, but we need to check for another enzyme 3 hours later. Well, by then it was 9, and I'm going 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. And I go, I don't want to lay here that long, but anyway, I'll do it. So I just praise the Lord, and Mary and I waited around. But anyway, they prematurely diagnosed it as an inflammation of the chest wall. Wasn't anything to do with my heart. But it's a surgical side effect of open heart surgery. And so just take a little Tylenol and get the analgesia working. And so I take a little Tylenol morning and night, and feels really 99.9% pretty good. You know, praise the Lord. Yeah, I'm still here. I ain't done yet. Yeah, praise God. That's a comeback for me. You know, the other thing about reset, too, I was thinking about Thomas Edison. He understood reset. Every time he failed making a light bulb, he reset and started over. And so if there's things that we need to reset in our life, one of them would be making sure that we reset our faith. Reset our faith and our trust in God. When we get set back, we need to reset that faith. Just push the button and get over it, right? I like it. And so anyway, it's not a long message because we're going to have a little meeting here too. But, you know, the main areas I think that we're battling is in the areas of health and healing. And I think God wants to prosper us this year too. I'm just going to drop those out. I've been listening to Bethel a little bit and listening to Chris Vallotton, and I love how he prophesies for people. Let's say, anybody here got this? And somebody will stand up. So if you're here at the sound of my voice and you think you need a little change in health situation in your life, would you stand? Father, in the name of Jesus, I just release the power of health and healing to these situations, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And for a covering, Father, I prophesy a covering over everybody in the area of health. 3 John 2 says, Beloved, my desire for you is to prosper and be in great health. And we thank you, Father, for great health for everybody who has stood in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. If you believe it, if you receive it, shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can have a seat. And there's one thing about if you run into a situation where you need to reset, there's never any condemnation for it. If you make a mistake, there's never condemnation for it. Romans 8:1 tells us, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And I love this in the Amplified. There's no guilty verdict and no punishment. Woohoo! Yeah, there's a good definition of Christianity right there. Those who believe in Christ Jesus, who believe in his personal Savior and Lord. When we reset to a place of his abundant grace. Grace is defined as his power, his strength, and his ability in us. Paul said, I am who I am because of the grace of God. Romans 15:7, for if by one man's offense death reigned through one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace. Somebody ought to shout on abundance. The abundance of grace. Grace never stops. Grace never runs out. Grace is always enough. Come on. There you go. And the gift of righteousness, we will reign in life through one, Christ Jesus. So as we reset, we need to remember we reset to reigning in life in Christ Jesus. I love that. Number three, baby steps are okay. You know, I was kind of slacking back a little bit on sitting down and just glancing at the scriptures and just reading them kind of casually. And, you know, I've talked about how much I love the promises of God. So I thought, well, come on, guy. You're sitting at the counter every morning for breakfast. So I've got the promises of God sitting there for about 10 or 15 minutes, whatever. I just gently, kind of casually read through the promises of God. What a blessing that is. For me, that's my place now. And baby steps are okay. Dave Ramsey is building his ministry on baby steps. Because when people are in debt, you don't get out of debt from one day to the next. You get out of debt by doing baby steps. And I love that concept, that we could just need to take steps. The steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman, the steps of a good family, the steps of a good unit, the good steps of a good church are ordered by the Lord, and He delights. He takes great delight. You know, when I wake up with Mary in the morning, I'm pretty delightful. Yeah. And it is the same way with God. When we wake up in the morning, it's delightful to know God. It's delightful to know that if we didn't open up our eyes, we'd be with Him in bliss. Amen. Isn't it just delightful? Yeah. Yeah. He's with us all the time. I love that. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph. Too many times when God is leading us, we want to jump steps. No, take the steps it takes. You know? Yeah. Yeah. I know I've a couple of times, it's been a long time, but a couple of times in the ministry when I've been visiting with people about honoring the Lord with their finances. The scripture says, honor the Lord with the first fruit, you know, the tithing. You know, and there's some people that struggle with that. Somebody might argue with me. I said, well, then start. Do something. Take something first out of that check. Even if you just get there. Just get there. And you know what? It didn't take them more than once or twice, and they were up to snuff on it. You know? Isn't that great? We just take those baby steps. Yeah. Whatever it takes, just keep at it. Keep consistent. Keep persistent. Number four, we know this. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir here. God is for us. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us. If God is for us. Is God for us? Come on. And I'm going to put a word in here that I think fits. Who dares to be against us? Who dares to defy the army of the living God? Who dares to try to steal from us? Who dares to try to put sickness and disease on us? Who dares to do that? Isn't that amazing? You know, it's a revelation. Who dares to do that? God has given us everything. Everything we need to reign in this life. I don't know about you. I didn't like to lose. I still don't like to lose. And I don't care who wins a football game. I don't want to lose in life. I want to win. I want to be a winner. I want all of us to be winners in every aspect of our life. Doesn't mean we don't have some setbacks, but we have to keep the eyes focused on the target of winning. Amen? Because thanks be to God who charges us money to get the victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Let's stand. Father, we thank you for all the words that have come forth today. Thank you for the word you've given me about reset, Lord. And there's some areas that we need to reset in our life or will have to at some point in time in the future. Lord, I thank you for the grace that it takes to do that. And Lord, I'm just so thankful for you. I'm so thankful for these wonderful people of faith, Father, that just love you to pieces. And so, Lord, I thank you for the blessing to go with them this week. Lord, those that have had or that are in the middle or a future challenge with health, Father, I thank you for victory. I thank you for victory for the health and the healing that needs to come. Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for the protection on all of our lives for that. And for that, we give you praise. We give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We'll go and serve the Lord. Have a good fellowship, and Larry will blow the shofar when it's time.